Well, I guess you've heard the news. Everybody's talking about it. If you haven't heard it, I guess I'll be the first to tell you. Donald Trump announced early this morning that he is not going to be seeking re-election for president of the United States, stating that he'd rather go back to business and help in that sense, but he will not be running. Now there's a scramble of Republicans looking to run for president in this upcoming election year in 2020. That is the most incredible news I could ever announce on this program. It's fantastic. I don't know if you've heard this. Donald Trump will not be running for re-election. Wow, that's the first time that's ever happened. Now, let me just say, I made that up. Damn it. Look, if he can lie every day and stretch the truth, and he's the president, I figure I can lie also. He also loves conspiracy talk. He retweets conspiracies and things like that and things that aren't true. So why can't I start something like that and start some kind of a rumor? What's wrong with that? But unfortunately, what I said is not true. It was wishful thinking is what it was.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I am in living color, and I was created by Disney as an animatronic piece of crap. Disney is acquiring Hulu, the streaming service, and now for a fee of, I believe, $12 a month, you can get Hulu and all the Disney stuff in a package. Disney's buying everything. They bought ABC recently. They bought my sister, and I don't even have a sister. Donald Trump wants to buy Greenland. I don't think he understands that it's not the way that works. You have to go to war with it, and you'd be slaughtering tons of penguins. That's not going to be popular. I mean, I think Greenland's probably a beautiful place. The only problem is, I don't believe it's green anywhere. There's icebergs and snow and freezing water and hopefully still. But it's not exactly like green. It's not like Ireland with rolling hills of green or anything. Why do they call it that? They should call it Iceland. Oh, that was taken. let me give credit where credit is due. This is Jason Shaw. Jason composed the theme, and we thank you, Jason, for being a member of our society here. Boom, 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 boom. All right, curiosity time. Here is what. By the way, I'll reiterate: Donald Trump is running for re-election for president. I made that up because he does that. I figured I can do that. I'm empowered by him to lie and deceive. Believe me, if I could split us up, I would, but I can't because I need you. I need your love and understanding and your warmth. I need you to crochet me a blanket. Anyway, Jeffrey Epstein, Stein, whatever the... Of course, committed suicide recently. You know about that. That's in the news. That's true. That part is true. Although there have been conspiracies that say, no, he was murdered by Hillary Clinton or something, or sent him a nasty email. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Anyway, he hung himself. That's what the autopsy says. Jeffrey Epstein's attorneys say that's ridiculous. Just because there are marks around his neck and bed sheets with his skin on it doesn't mean that he hung himself. That's a coincidence. Anyway, here's what I don't understand. He was a high-profile inmate, probably at that time the highest-profile inmate in any prison in this country. And, of course, the guards apparently were supposed to check on him every half hour. By the way, it doesn't take that long to hang yourself. I mean, if you're going to check on somebody, make it more frequent than that, especially if they tried to hang themselves just weeks previously. He's placed on suicide watch, then taken off suicide watch, and then he hung himself. Well, this makes sense, right? Here's the deal. I don't care how much money the prison system has in New York or wherever in the country prison systems may be, which is all over. Why wouldn't you put a surveillance camera looking into the cell of the most popular prisoner in the world who had just tried to hang himself? Can't you stick a little, like, camera there? I mean, my God, we've got Ring doorbells. Can't you just stick one of those wireless cameras on the ceiling or just outside of the cell just to watch them? Pay somebody just to watch the damn thing. Pay a housewife in Canarsie to watch the cell on her TV. I mean, anybody can do that. But they didn't do that. The question is, and maybe there is an answer, was there any type of video surveillance put on this guy's cell? I mean, short of people going in to... I watch movies, kids, and I've seen movies where there are closed-circuit cameras all over the place in every jail cell, in every police department, sometimes on every street corner. Yet they didn't put one in a jail cell of this high-profile person waiting for, you know, it's crazy. There must be video of it. If there is video of the trailer for the Angry Birds 2 new movie, then there's got to be a trailer of Epstein hanging himself. Epstein, I don't know which it is. That's why he had an alias and fake driver's license and fake passports, because he didn't know how to pronounce his last name, and it was driving him nuts. Whatever happened to common sense? Who one day woke up and said, common sense? Get rid of it. Who needs that? I guess it was Trump who invented that, invented getting rid of common sense. With all the crazy stuff going on in the world, Trump's major focus right now is buying Greenland. It's so stupid that it's funny. He also started boasting again about his crowd size. Now he's saying that the 2016 election, which he won, not by popular vote, but by the Electoral College, and who can pay for college anymore? even though he won that, he's still out to get the Clintons. I mean, man, can you put that behind you and do something else? Now he's saying that actually he kind of probably won the popular vote, because Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. That's a lot of freaking people. I don't know if you've seen 3 million of anything ever, much less people. That's a lot of votes to lose the popular vote. That's been bugging Trump. Everything, if he has a booger inside of his nose that he can't get out, he goes nuts. He focuses on all the wrong stuff. And it's, there's no booger in there, Don. There's nothing, there's no booger in there. It's one of your orange pits or something that got stuck in your nose, smearing orange all over your face. He's obsessed on the wrong things. In a sense, thank God. Now he's saying that there was election fraud back in 2016, that Donald thinks he actually won the popular vote. He thinks he won, he says, quote unquote, "I won bigger than everybody thought I did." He's obsessed with crowd sizes, comparing the size of his crowds to the size of an Elton John crowd at an Elton John concert. Oh, Don, could someone check him into a facility? Look, you've got that vice president guy, you know, with the brown nose. What's his name there? Pence, is it? Pence? Let him be president. I mean, quote unquote, what have you got to lose? Donald, by the way, just yesterday announced that Mike Pence, the vice president, will be his running mate. How long did it take you to figure that out? What, are you going to dump Mike Pence for another running mate when you're running for re-election? What the? What is wrong with you? What? Let me ask you something. If I could sit in a room with Donald Trump for 5 minutes, I would sit him down in one of his big thrones, and the first thing I'd say to him, Donald, what the hell's wrong with you? That's the only question. That question encompasses everything. Donald, nice to meet you, of course. You say that kind of thing. It's not nice to meet you. But nonetheless, I do have one question for you that has to do with your presidency. What the hell's wrong with you? Of course, he won't be able to answer that because he doesn't know what the hell's wrong with him. He didn't think anything's wrong with himself. Crowd size, penis size. I can imagine what he would be like with a woman sitting on the side of the bed and instead of having sex, just marveling at the size of his penis. This is the mentality of the man that sits in that oblong, strange-shaped office in the White House. West wing, east wing, north wing, south wing, up wing, down wing. I don't care what you call it. He's screwing everything up. Donald, I have a question for you. What the hell's wrong with you? It's a simple question. Shouldn't take long to answer. I don't think he knows. I know what's wrong with him. That list is a mile long. You know the receipt that you get from CVS when you buy a pencil? That mile-long receipt, giving you coupons on the receipt for things that you don't even really ever want to buy. If it's a guy, you're going to get a lot of offers on that CVS receipt for cosmetics. It's just, and if you're a woman, all your coupons on your receipt will be for prophylactics. It just doesn't make sense. They know what they're doing at the CVS's. They know what they're doing. But that receipt is so long that you have to hire people to help you carry it out of the store. Well, that's how long the list is of Donald Trump's personality quirks, inabilities, etc. And it's even longer than a CVS receipt, if that's even possible. I love the people at CVS. I go to a CVS where apparently they're underemployed. I don't know what's... CVS opens like 10 million stores and then says, yeah, damn, we don't have to have people work there, do we? Can't we just have a big bell on the counter? I swear it's true. The CVS near me, there's a sign. When you want to buy something, you go up to the register. There's nobody there. There's a sign with a bell next to it, and it says, ring bell for service. Oh, my God. I have to find somebody to pay for what I want to buy? No, it does not work like that, my friend. You're lucky I'm here at all, much less making me seek you out so I can give you money. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? I ring the bell like it's the front desk at a hotel, and I'm waiting to have my bags brought up to my room. Are you serious? You can't be serious. You can't be. That's a joke, right? This is all a joke, right? You can't be serious about that. I used to dislike CVS until there was no other place to go. Where I live, oh, they took out all the Walgreens. It's like Walgreens said, I give up. There's just too many CVSs. I give up. I give up. I give up. I give up. Yeah, yeah. Now it's all CVS. Everything's CVS. I can't help it. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. It's very, very strange. The CVS store, empty. Empty, no employees, nothing. The pharmacy, 700 employees running around like they're crazy. The pushing of drugs these days is a phenomenal business. I wish I could open one up, but apparently you need a license to push drugs now. But my God, is that a business for CVS or what? There's a line around the block to get your prescriptions filled. Holy crap. Where am I living? What's happening here? Donald, let me ask you, what the hell's going on here? My God. I've got one of those little pill things. I never had one of those before in my life. Reach a certain age, you have the pill thing. And that age is not that old. It's like 40. Once you hit 35 or 40, you get the daily pill thing. It's a plastic bar, and it's got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think those are all the days, if I recall. And in each one, you load it up once a week with the pills you're supposed to take. And I said for a long time, I said, that's stupid. I will never need a pill calendar plastic box. That is so lame and so stupid. If I ever need that, just shoot me. Take me out to the pasture and just shoot me on Fifth Avenue and see how many people support me then. I'll never need that. Then came the day when I was not all that old, where I was walking around at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I said to myself, I can't believe it, but I said to myself, oh my God, I can't remember if I've taken my pills yet. It's time for the pill box calendar thing. I can't remember if I've taken my pills yet. The fact that I had to take pills every morning was enough to get the 7-day advent calendar of pills. Oh, it's Tuesday. Let's see what pills are awaiting me today. Oh. Pills used to be white. They were always white, white, white supremacist pills. Every pill was white and usually round, and you couldn't tell one from the other. Now they're oblong, oval, square, blue, red, yellow. They're all different kinds of colors now. They're pretty. They're pretty. I take pretty pills. Now it makes taking pills fanciful and pastelish and stylish. I have a designer pill. It's a blue oval. Oh, where did you get that? CVS. Oh, wow, I want one of those. What do they do? Blood pressure. Oh, I wish I had blood pressure problems. Then I could take that pretty blue oval pill. Oh, I'm jealous. I'm taking a little circular white one. What for? Diabetes. I wish I had diabetes. I mean, come on. What's that? What the hell's going on here, Don? Don, what's going on? Anyway, I guess I can wish, can't I?
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. anything your heart desires will come to you.
I can't remember if I played that yet. I did at the beginning of the show. I need a pillbox for that too. Oh my God. Oh my God. We've got a great guest coming up. You know, I'm a great believer in saving the planet because I've realized this is the only planet we have. We can't go to other planets. We never will, really, in our lifetime. So why are we screwing up this one just so someone can make money? That's the oil thing and all that stuff and drilling for natural gas and all that. When God gave us, and I use that term as a spiritual thing, gave us the answer to everything in nature. There's wind and solar. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the oceans are quite powerful. There's a lot of force to them to create hydroelectric power. But we, as a human race that have highly evolved to stupidity, decide to drill into the core of the earth, figuring that that's our gift. Stupid, because that's not a clean thing. That's a dirty thing. You have to process that dirt. Wind, solar, ocean power, not so much. But do we develop it? No, it makes too much sense. It makes way too much sense. Why would we do something that makes sense? So my guest is going to talk about different types of power, especially wind power. And I do have some questions about that. For example, I have a lot of gas. I've had gas since I was a little child, and I still do. I should be able to power my entire house with the amount of gas I have in my body. You should be able to stick a tube up my ass, and I can have my whole house powered. I could power the neighborhood, actually.
You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the gentle, fast-acting laxative of the podcast world. Don't you feel better already?
Tom Kierman joins us now. He's CEO, American Wind Energy Association. And Roy Pasquin joins us now. He's a facility manager. How are you both today?
We're doing well. Good.
Fantastic. We're talking about wind power and how we're getting into that. We don't talk about wind power all that much. We see it here and there, but we don't really understand it, some of us. What exactly is wind power besides the obvious?
Well, first, Ron, let me say this is American Wind Week. This is a week that we're celebrating actually the extraordinary success and momentum of the wind industry. Mm-hmm. We currently have over 100,000 jobs throughout the country, and over the last 3 years, we're either the fastest or the second fastest growing profession in the country. Mm-hmm. We're also the cheapest source of new electricity on the grid, and reliably we're on the grid because the wind is always blowing somewhere. So there's a lot to celebrate. We're at 6.5% and headed towards 10% of all the electric generation in the country. So the wind industry is an important part of providing electricity to Americans and very clean, affordable electricity at that.
Okay. All right. So wind power requires a structure, I assume.
Correct. You have the wind towers that go up 80 to 100 meters, and then you normally have three blades on them. And Roy and his team maintain those turbines, the drives and the gears inside the turbines.
Okay. Now, are the turbines are run by the power of the wind themselves, or is there some type of auxiliary power involved?
No. It's the fuel for the wind turbines is the wind.
It is the wind.
It's free. It's great. Yeah, they run solely based on the wind that's blowing.
All right. Now, we see this in just about every state in the country. We see a gaggle of these in various areas. So most people are familiar with it, probably don't understand exactly how it works, obviously. By the way, I just asked that question. How prevalent is wind power? Is it spreading, or do we need to do something to make it greater?
Well, we have more under construction right now for wind farms than ever before mm-hmm. because we're so affordable. So we're excited by how fast we're growing. And yes, there is more that we can do to facilitate more construction, including helping strengthen the grid, building more transmission. Mm-hmm. The goal here is so that we can take the clean energy, say, mostly from the middle part of the country,
right.
and bring it to cities on the east and the west coast. So mm-hmm. we do need to build some more transmission and make sure that we have a level playing field mm-hmm. of support from the federal government. But again, the wind industry is doing well, and we're celebrating our momentum and success with the American mm-hmm. public this week, American Wind Week, with all Americans.
Okay. This guy named Donald Trump, I don't know if you're familiar with him. I wish I wasn't, but nonetheless, kind of made fun of it a couple of months ago and said, well, if there's no wind, there's no power.
Well, the wind is always blowing somewhere in the country. Mm-hmm. So the reality is that wind is reliably on the grid. The men and women that run the grid, that make sure we have power, they talk about wind as the new base load. Mm-hmm. And in some parts of the country, we're at 50% of all the electric generation in a state or a region for a couple hours, and those folks running the grid say that's not even the ceiling. So the president needs to be educated on what yes. the success is of the wind industry, and we're thrilled that actually a lot of wind is getting constructed in those states that voted for the president. So we just need all those good voters to inform the president on the success and the economic benefits yeah. of the wind industry.
Roy, how does this relate to jobs? What opportunities are there?
Oh, there's a bunch of opportunities. And like I said, I started 18 years ago, started as a wind tech, and moved my way up to a facility manager. There's a bunch of opportunities out there. Administrative, like I said, facility manager, site managers, technicians, engineering, all the way to the corporate office. There's a lot of opportunity out there.
Mm-hmm. Is this successful in other countries? Are there other bases of success that we can look toward?
Yes. I was just a week or so ago in Denmark, and they're at 43% of all of their electricity is wind energy.
Really?
Wind energy, and they are going up to 50% and 70%, and they have a plan actually to get to 100% of their electric generation is wind. So we are actually behind other countries in wind generation, and being the competitive sort, I think we need to catch up. So we need to get going with more wind energy in the United States.
Yeah, we're probably behind because of the fuel industry, which doesn't want to let go of its grasp, which may not be the case in other countries. But here, it's almost a battle for business as opposed to a battle for obvious resolve on our energy problems.
Well, what's exciting is wind powers opportunity. A lot of opportunity right now for jobs, as Roy mentioned, economic development. We're investing $1 billion a year in rural America in land lease payments and state and local taxes. So there's a lot of economic benefit. And as I said earlier, we're the cheapest source of new electricity out there. So I think change is coming. There will be more wind energy on the grid, and that's to the benefit of consumers and factories. And jobs like Roy's and many others.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why we have to be last in this particular field when we could be innovatively first. But you're seeing it as that we can be innovatively first and probably are on that track already?
We have the potential to catch up. Again, we're looking for more transmission throughout the country. Mm-hmm. We're looking for a level playing field to compete fairly against other sources of electricity. I'll also say, since we're in Massachusetts, that the offshore wind industry, and these will be wind farms actually that are well offshore, 15 miles or more, so you probably won't see them, but they're going to create a lot of clean electricity and take the 2,000 jobs in the wind industry currently in Massachusetts and probably double, if not more than that, as we create the offshore wind industry off the East Coast.
I've heard a comment about its effect on wildlife and birds either being disturbed or running into them. Is that a myth? I know there's a little battle on Cape Cod at one point about that.
Well, I would refer folks to the National Audubon Society. Obviously, they're the leader in birds and bird protection, and they are big supporter of the wind industry, because wind energy is clean. And the Audubon Society believes long-term what we need is less carbon emissions, less pollution is the best way to protect birds.
Right. Okay. Too bad we can't do it like a house fan with a screen on it.
We are. I will say we do have technologies we are deploying to take the very small amount of bird kills from wind turbines. It does happen every now and then, and reduce that even further. We do care about that, but again, Audubon Society is a big supporter of the wind industry, and we appreciate that support.
Right. There's probably more of a danger from airplanes and jet engines than there is from...
Buildings and cars and cats are much, much, much bigger of an impact on birds than wind turbines.
Very, very true. How do we get more information about this?
I would encourage people to go to powerofwind.org. That's the website where they can learn more about the wind industry. They can get involved. And as I said, over the last 3 years, we've the fastest or the second fastest growing profession. So if you're looking for a job, go to powerofwind.org and see those opportunities and get involved one way or another.
Very cool. Hey, Tom, Roy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care, Ron.
My time with you has expired for today, and I'm not putting any more quarters in the meter. I don't care what you say. I'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. Is that good enough? I think it's probably better than good enough. Because I ain't playing that Disney thing again. I did that twice now, and I'm sick of it already. So listen, have yourselves a wonderful day. You've really been incredible. You deserve something. I don't know what. Have a sandwich. How about that? Go have a sandwich. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, I wish you peace.